Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 421, we're going to talk about things to consider before updating to WordPress's new editor, Gutenberg, WordPress 5.0. It's slated to come out. It was supposed to come out a long time ago, and they kept pushing it back. And then it was definitely going to come out on the 19th of November, which was a few days ago. And now it's slated to come out November the 27th. So we decided, you know what? We missed all those other important deadlines to tell you what's important and what you should be looking out for before updating. But guess what? We're able to do it now. So we're going to talk about what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of these principles will hold true for really any WordPress update. But 5.0 is such a major one because of the Gutenberg editor. And so these principles, you know, are even more important. And basically it's test everything. And in terms of things to consider, not every single WordPress plugin on your site is going to be, you know, fully Gutenberg compatible. And so you have to test every single functionality of your site carefully, you know, in a staging environment. And we have other episodes where we talk about, you know, what to do before updating and our process. And so definitely go back and look at those. But you know, Gutenberg changes the game. It's a whole new editor. And so you have to realize that if you're using, you know, big plugins that are really important for your business, for example, GiveWP, they came out with an article that's kind of what prompted this idea for today's episode. But their article was saying, don't update to WordPress 5.0 right away, because I think November, what did you say it was, David, the 27th?
27th, yeah, 27th.
27th is Giving Tuesday, I believe. And so GiveWP, being a donation platform, they warned all their customers, this is like, you know, the biggest day of the year for you. Don't update to the biggest update of WordPress probably ever on the most important day of the year for your business, type of thing. And so I think that advice holds true to any business, no matter what tools or plugins you're using, is don't update right the second it comes out. Maybe you wait for 5.0.1, which is probably going to follow pretty closely after the big release. Or if you do want to update right away, just do so in a staging environment. Back up your site, test everything. It's a big update. And so if you're using a lot of plugins, they might not all be fully compatible yet.
Absolutely. And that's not only for this big update. I mean, that goes for most updates. You should be testing and stuff before you, you know, update your WordPress website. And last but not least, always backup. Make sure you, even though you've done testing and everything looks great, pull a backup before you pull the trigger. Tim, I think I just came up with a new saying. Pull the backup before you pull the trigger. That would be a good backup plugin slogan. So you backup plugins builders, if you listen to WP the Podcast, I trademarked that, but you can use it. You know, pull a backup before you pull the trigger. All right. Boom. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. And I don't know, Tim, should we tell them? This tool will instantly increase e-commerce revenue. But you'll have to listen tomorrow to find out which tool we're talking about. Tomorrow.
Don't miss the episode, because there's a sweet discount only for WP the Podcast listeners too.
Awesome. Well, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.